This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Orgullosamente latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 Homicide.
We be so big. Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
We be so big.
Bang, da, bang, da, bang, bang.
Just act like you know and homie, stop front.
Come through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut going 5150. G'd up in the feet up. Real stuff and some dickies.
I rap a lot like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Kelly to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, yo, get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, da, bang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Just act like you know.
Yo, what's up, Eli? This is Conan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Hey. What up? First off, where are you originally from?
Originally from Maryland, a little town called Hagerstown. Grew up there until I was about 20 when I moved to Cincinnati, Ohio to start wrestling training.
So how did you end up in Hollywood?
Well, actually, you know what it was? I was 23 years old. I was just thinking, man, I can't stand winter anymore. I just wanted to go somewhere with a warm climate. And I thought, well, what better place than to go out west? Because especially at the time, like back around like 2006, 2007, it looked like WWE for the most part was picking up guys who were like, they had some sort of crossover appeal, or they looked like models or this, you know, whatever crap. And so right. I was like, well, all right, well, if I go out there and I start getting some commercial parts, this, that, whatever, I was like, that can only help my career, right? And then plus I continue wrestling. So I just thought it was a natural move.
Right. Yeah. And it's funny because I used to go backstage back then, and I used to call it, it looked like the casting call for Glee. Like every guy was, you know, hot. Every chick was hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was incredible. So I remember the first time I met you was when we did that tryout for AAA. Was that the first time we met?
Yeah, that was probably like 2010. Yeah.
Yeah. When you were there. And let me just tell this story. So you were there, Sean Ricker, and, you were tagging up at that time with the guy now known as Brian Cage. And, bro, you guys had an incredible look, just really, you know, and you had charisma. And I remember that I wanted to bring you guys down to Mexico, but that's exactly like when the drug war started. And there was really nothing
And we both remember that because we were always talking about it because we were like, man, I'm so amped. This Mexico thing is going to work out because, like, when we went there to the tryout, it was just like everything felt good. Of course, like you said, we talked to you. We were like, this is going to be set. And then, like, yeah, I mean, all that stuff blew up. We're just like,
bro, you
know, just moping because we're like, oh, my God, I wanted to go to Mexico so bad because I'd never wrestled in Mexico at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You would have hated it because, bro, literally at night, Eli, at night, nobody was in the streets because everybody's afraid to go anywhere. So the movies took a hit, circuses, anything that, you know, any nightlife thing took a hit, you know.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what was the I did my due diligence on you, a.k.a. Red Wikipedia, before you came on. And I saw you had these two little dandies of names. Give me the background. One was Deuce and one was Dick Rick.
Dick Rick.
All right, so let's go ahead and dig in. This was, you know, when I first got to HWA. By the way, Wikipedia is a treasure trove of misinformation because I think they have my start date is 2002. I think it's according to that, I started at like NWA Wildside or something, and I'd never been to that place, and I definitely did not start in 2002, regardless of that.
Well, just wait, quick little sidebar, too. Wikipedia also at one point had me listed as the first openly gay wrestler.
that was true.
Wait, that's not true?
No,
not openly. Not openly.
Still in the closet.
So, right. Actually, speaking of which, we were looking for you the other night. I was out with Kenny King and Bobby Lashley. We were looking for
the fight night, though. Yeah, I was at work, though. You guys were in town for the fight?
Well, Olympia fight, all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, right.
Yeah. Awesome.
You know, so he works at Sapphires, right?
Well, that's actually where we went. But we got there.
What time did you get there?
We got there like probably 5 a.m.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm out of four.
So. That's tremendous.
But, all right, so anyway, where were we? 2003, Dick Rick. and Deuce. So what happened was when I got there was another guy named Sean. And my one friend Buffalo, he always just had a knack for nicknaming people. And I think recently one of the new Austin Powers had come out. And right. So since there was another guy there named Sean, he just started calling me Number Two. And he'd always be like, impeccable timing, Number Two, and all this dumb stuff like that. So
nice.
They ended up making this stable with him, me, and the other guy who was Sean. They made him Number One, me Number Two, the other guy Number Three. So we didn't have names for the longest time. When I finally broke off, then I was Deuce. And then we did an angle where I got fired and I came back as my twin brother, Dick Rick. So so that was where these stupid names came from. And Dick Rick was like a male model, some BS like that. So,
bro, it's always funny to hear people's first names because they're usually whack, you know?
Yeah.
And because you're just breaking to the business and you just, yeah, I had some whack ass names too. So let me ask you a question because I always try to figure you out. Like, I always see like a little bit of Steve Austin in your cadence, but I also see a little bit of The Rock. Who are these guys were you influenced by or neither?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head because if I had a Mount Rushmore for wrestling, it would be Austin, Rock, Hogan, and Flair.
Right.
And so those are all the guys that there's probably less Hogan than anybody in there, but I think that of those four, those are the ones that I would kind of model myself after the most. A little bit of Jake the Snake as well, when sometimes I'll take the promo down a little bit and almost have like a whisper or like a very low tone. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, those are the guys that like, I'm just like, in high school, I was like, that's what I want. That's what I want to be. That's what I want to do. So you definitely hit the nail on the head with that for sure.
Now, what was it like then? Because I'm also reading here still that you were on the show The Hero with The Rock. What was it like meeting him?
Well, you know, it's funny. I remember about a year before that, I was like, I just can't get somebody to look my way. Can't get any attention. I was like, if I can maybe get on a show, because I kept hearing these rumors that The Rock was going to do a TV show, and he was, you know, of course, starting his own production company. And I'm like, well, somehow I could make that work. Maybe I can get in tight with him, and that'll be a good thing for my career. I couldn't land anything. But then finally somebody told me about this casting coming up, and there was an open casting down the way in Hollywood. So I just showed up, did that. Everything went well. They brought me in. And then when I got there, here we are. It's me and The Rock. We're doing a thing. And the best thing, the funniest thing to me was when we were done filming. And I guess because I was kind of like heelish on the show, if you will. And he actually started to imitate me, which I was just – for me,
awesome.
The high school me, the high school kid in me was losing my mind right then.
Right, right. So. Yeah, that's awesome. So, and here's another thing I wanted to ask you. You obviously can talk. You got a great look. But when I used to watch Impact before I got there, I had never really seen any – I hadn't really seen you in a standout match. But then all of a sudden, when you wrestled Alberto Del Rio, and I just want to see how right I am – in some of these theories. But when you wrestled Alberto Del Rio, you kicked it into another gear that I'd never seen you in. Was it being in there? Because you know Alberto, bro. If you don't go, he's going to go, and he will eat your lunch. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Was it like, I better keep up with this guy, or he's going to leave me in the dust? Because then even after that, you had some really – was it Morrison you wrestled?
Morrison, yeah. That ended up turning out.
Bro, that match was great. Yeah. Why before wasn't I seeing those type of matches out of you? Was it maybe you weren't motivated, or what am I correct or no?
Some of it was positioning. Some of it was I don't think necessarily lack of motivation, but I think definitely when in a certain sense you start to get almost complacent. I mean, I'm getting paid pretty decently. I'm on the show, whatnot. But at the same time, I always wanted to be pushed more, but I felt like nobody was really looking to push me any further. So you start to feel like, well, I'm putting all this fucking effort in. So can I even say that? I don't know. But yeah. I'm like, I'm putting in all this effort, and I don't feel like anybody's really giving me anything for it. So it's almost like you kind of just go, well, all right, well, I guess I'll just keep doing this, and maybe somebody will give me something. So finally, I get the bone thrown at me that, okay, I'm going to face at the time, the Global Force champion was Patron. And I was like, okay, so I'm finally going to get some good time here. Probably 10, 15 minutes. It's for the title. I was like, well, let's turn this on. And, you know, because this is the first time for the new regime they'd really given me a chance to stand out, if you will.
Right.
It was just kind of let's turn it up and let's roll. So whenever the pressure and the spotlight's on me, that's actually when I do best. I play pickup basketball every now and then, and I shoot terribly when I'm open. I'm the worst shot ever when I'm open. But when somebody's
on
my
face,
with a hand in my face, I hit it. I don't know why, but I'm just better than.
Yeah, you probably concentrate more.
I got a question. Rick, I've known you a long time, you know. So, and when I first saw you in FSW, I was like, man, this guy's just great because you could talk. You know, and at the time, bro, there's not a lot of good talkers out there, you know, in professional wrestling today. You know, like even on the indie scene, and like, you know, when I saw you, like I was like, man, this guy's just got it. Why is he not in WWE? Why, you know, is it like for whatever? But bro, like I just when I saw you work, I was like, okay, this guy gets it. He works smart. You don't have to go out there and kill yourself. You don't like, you know. But here's the worst thing though: when you work smart, sometimes you get criticized for it. Like you're not doing enough.
Absolutely.
And bro, and that's, dude, because the thing is, it's like I remember. Didn't Meltzer kind of bury Impact for putting the belt on you? Saying like in this day and age,
something.
I'm not
the champion for this day and age because of my style or whatever.
Right, he said that your champion needs to be a guy that go out and having great matches every night. And I'm like, since when did that? I mean, bro, all you have to do in professional wrestling is be a serviceable, decent professional wrestler, and you have to be able to talk. Okay, if you're a wrestler and can't talk. I'm sorry about that. I just don't.
Bro, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to give you a good example. Eddie Edwards, right? Everybody loves Eddie. Good guy. Mm-hmm. But, bro, when he was on the mic, he had no charisma. You know what I'm saying? And that hurt him, you know?
I was just going to say, this isn't going to be popular with the smart marks, but that doesn't make money. Yeah, it caters to them, but for a general audience, you always, in this business, we want to grow audience, right? You want to bring in casual fans. Casual fan doesn't care if you're going to do 58 backflips. That's cool for a moment, but if you're not leaving them with something to remember, right, like, they're going to remember the move for a little bit, but once the next guy does another move, they're going to forget about it. Like, nobody goes up to Steve Austin and, like, goes, stunner! They go up to him and they'll go, oh, hell yeah, or they'll go, that's the bottom line because Stone Cold said so. They're going with the things that resonate for a long time. And so I'm watching these guys doing moonsaults to the floor and just killing their bodies, which it's good to take a chance from time to time. You've got to do something flash from time to time. But if you're going out there every night beating your body up like that, man, that's dumb. And it's also, I don't know, man, when you make it look too much like a choreographed dance, I think, again, that's going to turn off the casual viewer. Yeah.
You've got to look like a champion, like ADR looked like a champion, you know, Lashley, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You look the part and you talk the part. Let me tell you something, Sean. You can tell people this. Anybody that ever criticizes you that talks about great matches and stuff, everything, a great match in the history of professional wrestling has never drawn a dime, okay? All the dimes were drawn before the match started. All right, so it's if you can't get the people to come, who gives a rat's ass if it's a great match or not? You know, once you got the money, and you've always had this, and I've always put you over for this, you have the intangibles required to draw money. You look great, and you can talk, and you're a decent professional wrestler, and that's in this day and age, if people would just accept that, I think wrestling would continue to even evolve, and like maybe we would see the guys that can promote themselves and promote their matches through the verbiage and stuff, everything like getting put over more than they are, you know.
Thank you, and I totally agree with that. And that actually,
let me explain to you.
Let him finish.
Go ahead.
Let him finish.
I'm just going to say, in a way, I take what Meltzer said as a compliment because I think that he feeds into the worst of wrestling in a sense in those super smart mark fans who like 58 super kicks to the head. Like, and people say, well, the business is evolving. Fine, you could say the business is evolving. The human body is not evolving. If I get kicked in the head five times, I'm done. I'm not going to get up and then slam a dude. Yeah. Like, it just doesn't make sense what it's turned to, what it's become in a lot of people's eyes. And again, that's where you lose the casual viewer. The casual viewer sees me get kicked in the head five times, then I pop up and go run somewhere. I've just lost them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me talk. Boom. Okay. I couldn't believe this guy stopped me to let you talk when he never lets anybody talk, Eli. And let me tell you why that happened. Let me tell you, this guy just gave you a really good chrome job because he's expecting you to put him back over. So easy, WD-40 with the long neck suction hose. Let me tell you about DI for a minute. No, now he got me hot. The guy thinks that today's wrestling sucks, especially like lucha and women. And let me tell you what he's trying to do. He's trying to get you to get him on the show, but not as a mouthpiece, but more like your arm piece to make you look better. Okay?
What are you talking about?
Bro, let me tell you what he wants to do. He has a beef with Scott Tuggle's deal more. Is that true or not?
He's on the disco list.
He's also coming after a friend of the show, but a disco detractor, Jeff Jarrett. But fate had other plans for Jeff. So he's basically trying to get into creative, okay? To push his invisible, you know, he came up with the invisible man idea, right?
No, what?
Do you know about that? Yes.
No.
In WCW, he came up with a character called the Invisible
Man. This
is all
fake news, by the way.
This is not fake news. And Bill Dean, the evil architect.
That's fake news. Okay, that's Terry Taylor's idea, 100%.
Hey, that is fake news. All right,
that is Terry Taylor's idea. Do not marry me to Bill Dean. Okay?
That's say his name right. Terry the Stooge Taylor, and if Stevie Ray would hear, he'd call him the racist.
Oh, boy. Anyway.
That's accurate.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead. So that's what's going on, Eli. This is all that chrome job was.
It's not true. It's not true.
Well, I appreciate that. Get in there where you can, you know?
Yeah, he'll take it. Eli says, I'll take that chrome job anywhere I can get it, if it's real or not. Let me know what you got going on. Anything you want to plug?
Well, I'm about to head to Japan here in about, I think about a week, actually, to go over to NOAH. So that's really cool. Of course, we got Victory Road coming up this Thursday. That's me and Johnny Impact. And
that's a great match. Let me just say real quick, bro, that is a great match Everybody should watch it. And let me give him a little spoiler. I don't know what week it is, but you and me actually do a vignette together, which is actually funny.
Yeah, I think that's coming up in probably, I want to say like 3 weeks, probably.
Okay.
Roughly. Yeah. Yeah, and then, of course, everybody can catch me on social media, Instagram and Twitter, at the Eli Drake. And, oh, and I got two new shirts up on Shop Impact that I designed myself. Both of them are designed by me.
Would you like to leave the show by calling Disco a dummy?
Oh, Disco. Disco's been my guy for a long time, but, you know, every now and then I got to call everybody a dummy. Yeah.
There you go. All right, man. Thank you very much, Eli.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about, like, a feminization. You know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves's to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist as even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Supps. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door.
Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Mailbag. We're doing a mailbag. All right, cool. We never really have we actually really ever had like a set where we said this is a mailbag?
Not really.
Because I know one a lot time. Of other podcasts do mailbags. They just basically just read the mail.
We did it. Mailbag in MLW, remember? They used to send you and me questions.
Yeah, we did it one time on Patreon since I joined the show.
Okay, mailbag.
So this is we're giving you Patreon content right now for free. Mailbags.
Right.
All right, ready? This is from Cody Mills. All right. Subject, overdue change. First off, just want to put myself over and say that I've been a Monkey on a Cupcake member for several months, but didn't get immediately try to get a shout out. Anyways, I didn't listen to the show when it first came out, but hooked as soon as I heard my first one. I can't say anything personal about KG because I haven't met him, so I don't have anything against him, but I have to agree with more or less with all the points the current three of you have brought towards him. The only narrative I've seen laid out about him was done by himself and himself only. Anytime you guys would bring something up or call him out, he would go from 0 to 100 and get cartoonishly angry and resort to telling Conan to F off or S his D. It's hard not to notice how much he would ride the fence on a lot of things. I've only used P&A when it's convenient. Him laughing over criticism and parroting what guests say when it opposes Disco's and or Conan's views was also super cringy. Either way, I hope both parties are better off now and that it won't have a negative impact on the show. Thanks again and keep up the great work. Your show is something I look forward to each week and it really helps pass the time during long night shifts. P.S. I'm putting the guy at Sapphires who said he was going to hook me up on my own list because hook me up he did not.
Huh.
But putting the guy at Sapphires who said he was going to hook me up on my own list because...
Is that
accurate? No. I've hooked everybody up.
It sounds like he's accusing you of not following through with the deal when he came to Sapphires.
Any, let me tell you something. Any problems that we have had... Can you Armando Estrada?
I don't know him personally. The guy that used to do the announcer for
Rick, Umaga.
He came to the club with a bunch of guys.
Right.
And something from he said he was a big fan of the show. Huh. Oh, right, so cool. I'll give a shout out to him.
What's up to Armando Estrada?
But I will say this too. Anybody that's had problems at Sapphire has not following the my very specific instructions when you make the phone call. Mm-hmm. You have to call and you have to mention my name. If you don't call that number and mention my name, you're not going to get the free drink and you're going to screw things up. All right. So it's that simple. So this guy probably screwed up. If he didn't get it. P.S. I'm putting the guy at Sapphires and said he was going to hook me up on my own list because hook me up he did not. I don't know. What does that mean?
I think he's trying to be clever and talk about you, but you're probably right. He probably messed up and didn't call or took a cab in or something.
Fake news. You want to throw that under that?
Absolutely.
Because do that, P.S.
All right. Next.
Next. All right, we got who's this here? I don't want to read this one.
Which one is that?
Because it's titled Conan Is, Has Been, and Always Will Be the Man. Oh. Do I have to read that one?
I'll read it.
Yeah. What a kiss ass. Let me read it. From Grant Lee.
Oh, you'll be happy with it.
He's from Blacksburg, Virginia.
He put you over.
All right. Compliment number one. I seriously feel like D.I.'s grace and good looks, plus his significant accomplishments, Cruiserweight Champion, Tag Team Champion, Television Champion. You can kazoo that because I was not a tag team champion.
Right.
As a manager of Tag Team Champions. Can make him a natural for Dancing with the Stars. I encourage all Keep It at 100 fans to join me in contacting Dancing with the Stars and urging them to consider Disco as a contestant for the upcoming season. You can kazoo that too. I'm completely not interested in Dancing with the Stars. Okay?
Wow, this guy is a kiss.
Compliment number two. D.I.'s wit, charm, and extensive knowledge.
Wait a minute.
I'm just telling you, bro, I'm reading this as is. You want to read these letters? I'm reading the letters.
Go ahead.
D.I.'s wit, charm, and extensive knowledge make him the perfect co-host. If Conan were Superman, Disco would truly be his sidekick, Lois Lane. You can do that. Like I'm Lois Lane to your Superman.
Why did he build you up?
If Conan were Peter Pan, D.I. would be his forever loyal Tinkerbell. Because do that too, please. Now for the question. Oh my God.
Interesting.
Oh Jesus! You know what? You guys want to do the mailbag? I'm going to read this verbatim because this is your idea. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Now for the question. And this shows that obviously these are the people that, you know, here we go. Now for the question. Back in the day, there was a rumor that Disco had a three-way with a Nitro girl. It involved her, D.I., and a strap-on named Mandingo.
What?
Is it true that while Disco was born in Brooklyn, he was reared in a Greenville, South Carolina Ramada Inn? Can you guys do that, please? Why do these...
What's brutal. It's kind of funny.
Finally,
until
it's
that.
Nice to see you. Oh, my God.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is get the kazoo ready.
Wow.
Finally, this is all one letter. And this letter's been all over the place. Finally, it's nice to see JoJo get a chance to shine. He grabbed that brass ring and has rapidly become one of the top two or three producers in the biz.
That's nice.
I think
thank you,
that
Grant.
Joe wrote that letter, but he made sure he really put us over a lot.
100%.
So 100%. His wouldn't look as bad.
100%. Okay, yeah. P.S. Fine. If I get D.I. on Dance with the Stars, can I get a complimentary salted caramel strudel hand job? Why don't you give this guy a party gift?
Yeah, definitely.
We will give you a parting gift of JoJo giving you the Chinese tension ball massage. Okay.
Certified.
D.I. giving you the Dirty Sanchez, the Charlie Chaplin, and the mutton chops. That will teabag you. Boom. That's your party gift.
Blacksburg, Virginia. Okay, this is a short one here. This is from Ricardo. All right. Ricardo Sotomayor. Sounds like a Latino, obviously. Subject. Place Washington Post on the list. All right. Okay. Please tell Disco if he can place the Washington Post and Marissa Payne for calling Jinder Mahal racist for reading a script meant for entertainment. Keep snowflakes clear from our entertainment. Oh, my God. Bro, is this the next thing I'm going to read? It says hashtag JoJo rocks. All right.
What a great guy.
Well, why is this – Joe, why is it a recurring theme that there's just like just a tiny little snippet putting you over on all these emails?
I got fans all over the country, clearly. I mean, this guy's from California. The other guy was from Georgia or something. I don't know. South Carolina.
All right. Forward the next
What's
one.
The over-under that Joe's writing these and just saying they're from California and Blacks from Virginia and wherever else he's making up?
50%.
Come on, we have a
50%.
50% chance of 100%. Yeah, there's 100% chance is a 50% chance. Okay, here we go. So, this is from Luke Ellis. Okay, subject is big thanks. Greetings from sunny England. I want to say thanks to you guys for the podcast. It generally makes my week better, and hope that you guys carry on for a long time. There isn't a section of the show that I'm not interested in. Even if I don't follow the sport or have a horse in the electoral race, I can still listen as you guys tend to argue your case in an intelligent and thoughtful way. I think you talked about football. He's talking about soccer once. And I think D.I. said he was a Liverpool fan, which had nuclear heat with me. Absolute garbage. If people are getting upset over shit that you guys say, then they need to chill out. You are entertainers, and in my opinion, with anything that's not the words being said, it's how they're said, and at no point have I ever felt like you guys were being malicious about anything. What's refreshing about your show is that you aren't afraid to wade into waters that others wouldn't go, and all credit for that. I'm glad about KG leaving, although the laugh-snorting thing at the start of the show popped me every time. Conan, would you guys ever bring Crash to the UK? Maybe bring Keeping It 100 for a live podcast too. Disco, I think that you have a secret calling that should go into being a death metal vocalist. What? Maybe drink a few sodas and hit the recording studio. Maybe KG could produce it. Your music choices have been borderline flawless, apart from that tragic pop Princess House monstrosity you played a few weeks ago, Volcanic Heat. JoJo has slotted right into the mix, and I wish him all the best going forward on the show. Imagine what else he could accomplish if he didn't spend 80% of his time on Chatterbait. All the best, Luke.
What song did you pick that he had nuclear heat? That has nuclear heat with him.
The house music song I picked. Did I pick a house music song a few weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like four to 6 weeks ago. I don't know. I have to look. Yeah.
Well, that got Volcanic Heat with the guys, so right. He could, you know, he can kazoo that. Don't know what he's gonna do. And plus, I'm gonna go shout some idiot on Twitter, like actually sent me a link to two songs that he wants us to play. And I politely told him that we will not be playing those songs.
That's tremendous.
All right. Yeah. All right. Here we go. This is from James Nichols.
Oh, good James Nichols.
Okay. Subject, good riddance to bad rubbish. I wonder what this is about.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so glad that the Maroon is gone from the show. Looks like a lot of people agree. Here's the topic on Reddit Squared Circle with people reacting to Kevin Gill's departure. Spoiler alert, everyone is happy he's gone. I never went on that Reddit link. Did you guys get that Reddit link?
Yeah, he got destroyed.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to check that out this week. Kevin Gill is gone from the podcast, keeping 100. He's being replaced by Joel Gertner. I guess this is a link of the
that's the title.
Okay, all right. Interesting. So this guy basically posted the Reddit link. Should I hit the link and read some of the stuff from the? Oh boy,
it's pretty tough.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Kevin Gill is gone from Keeping 100. I was supposed to do a Reddit. Peter Melnick hooked me up with a guy that was supposed to. I was supposed to do a Reddit thing, and the guy just kind of just fizzled out. Never.
I did it. It was so much fun.
I'm just going to read the first 10 comments on this Reddit link, right? It's been awkward lately. Seems like things have been a little heated since Kevin took the AAA commentator job for Triple Mania. Conan gave him a ton of shit for not knowing some names and storylines. You could tell Kevin was pissed at Conan. Cartman says, Conan initially just said in passing that Kevin didn't do a good job. But in response, Kevin overreacted like crazy, got extremely defensive and agitated, went on his huge Twitter rant against Conan. KG overreacted, probably because he was so insecure about his own commentary in Triple Mania. Rock City responded, I didn't know about the Twitter rant. Either way, I think it's best for the show. Cyclo Sports Ned Stark says, is that Joel Gertner or Joel the ladies love it when I download on the down low? The bandwidth is broad and the speed is quick. Don't worry, I'm talking about Keeping 100, not my D-I-C-K Gertner. Okay. Let me see. Myrtle Mar says, worst part of the show, always had been, made me miss having Conan on MLW. Cartman said again, what's more, he no-showed them, didn't even tell them he wasn't going to do the show anymore. There's too many people on this podcast, just do Conan and Disco. That's an interesting one we should do, Conan. What's this guy's name? Cubic Metaphysics. There's too many people on the podcast, just do Conan and Disco. Interesting. Then John Va 703 says, I like Shane Helms too. He should be a regular. What up, Doe makes me cringe. misread the headline at first. I thought the podcast was dishing. Here we go. This is from Buck Barron. Buck Bacon. Misread the headline at first. I thought the podcast was ditching Disco Inferno and I got excited. Damn. ML75 responded, I wish. Disco is fucking terrible. Can you kazoo that? Those two there, double kazoo. Two kazoos. All right. So another guy, Unlost Horizon says, makes sense. I'd assume there was a similar reason why Wrestle Circus dropped him early on too. Sabu Fierce Taz says, good riddance. Kevin, quote unquote, in other words, Gil, is a schmuck and a bore. Now, I will say, though, that prior to seeing the clips from the most recent Botchamania, I kind of felt Conan was being too harsh. In reality, though, he wasn't stiff enough. That commentary was brutal. All right. That's like half the comments.
Yeah,
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. You know, I mean, I couldn't care less about that commentary. Should I watch the Botchamania?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
It's pretty funny, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. What is Botchamania? I don't even know what Botchamania is.
It's like either it's botched spots in the ring or commentary or mistakes, promo mistakes.
Ridiculous stuff. Really.
How long is the clip?
Real good.
Botchamania clips. How long is it?
12 minutes. 15 minutes. But it's shit from like the 80s, 90s, 2000s. Like,
bro, it's hilarious. That's what they used when Ron Funches did that show with X-Pac. Remember I went to it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what they use. They use film clips like from Botchamania, and they made fun of it, and it was hilarious.
All right. Here's from John King. Okay, subject is WCW. What's up, guys? Would like to thank you guys for the show and bonus content every week. Even KG, whether he returns or not. Disco was the first person that was my favorite wrestler, and then he puts in parentheses kazoo. So I guess you should kazoo that.
No, you can't get it if you ask for it.
It was the dancing, and his intro theme from WCW was awesome to me. I was also 5, but still. When Conan got to WCW, I liked the colorful gear he wore, but he wasn't the biggest fan until he was in the Dungeon of Doom and changed his look. Conan, what do you think about your time in the Dungeon of Doom?
Is that a memorable part? It's just ridiculous because you had
a Latino gang member guy like you is in the Dungeon of Doom.
With Kamala and the Zodiac.
So you had the Zodiac, you know.
Shark.
You had the John Tenta Shark Man or whatever he was.
Kamala.
The Shark. You had Kevin Sullivan, who was some demonic guy. Mm-hmm. You had a leprechaun. Remember the sergeant?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the sergeant was a leprechaun. Jesus.
Right. And this guy called Max Muscle, was like the strongman type of guy.
Yeah.
And then they had Hugh Morris, who just laughed.
Yeah. How many people? It was like seven guys, right?
Yeah.
And there was guys in and out, too.
Yeah. For a while, Jacqueline was in there.
The giant was in there.
Yeah. And then I was in there, bro. What a random motley just who put
I can
that?
Only imagine
right.
what the direction we would have been in that company if Kevin and Scott had never jumped. Like what would have happened, you know?
Yeah.
Jesus. I liked it so much I begged my mom to let me dress like him. That she's talking about dressing like you. So I did just that. Very influential to me. Can never forget about the juice either. I was pulling for him to keep his mask as well. But WCW is WCW. JoJo, I listened to your show because of this show.
Good
stuff.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
Print in parentheses, had to throw that in because it's true and got to keep the tradition going. You can do that, Conan.
Let me ask you a question. What are the chances that if JoJo's not writing these letters, that he's adding a line or two about him?
50% letter. There's a 100% chance. There's a 50% chance. Okay.
Can I say something? Let me say something real quick.
You finish afterwards. Good. Okay. Good stuff. Always agree politically, but that keeps things interesting. I guess I now have to ask a question since this is, after all, what this email is for. So, who came up with the idea for DI to spoof Conan's music video? It was hilarious. That was hilarious, and that was from Craig Leathers, the producer of one of our producers at WCW. Where they called me, they just called me one day because I lived in Atlanta, and they told me, "Hey, bring your gear to the office down to the studio." It's like, all right, and I showed up, and that's what we did. I had no idea we were doing that.
Right, Craig Leathers looked more like a young biology teacher.
Looks like Bill. What's his name? He Craig Leathers could play Dr. Bruce Banner.
Right.
In the whole movie. That's what he looked like.
Yeah.
Okay. I think those are all the letters.
All right.
Let me see here. I guess that's it. So what did you think about these letters?
Good. It's good to hear what people have to say about the show. That, you know, it's good to hear feedback, don't you think?
How come out of seven letters, six of them were putting over JoJo?
Well, I think now that every week, like, you keep, like, it'll get kazooed or whatever, like, people are doing it now just because it's become part of the beginning of the show. They know they're going to get mentioned, or they know they're going to get made fun of.
Okay. Did you read this already? There's a thing here that says we're supposed to read this. Will Cormier, you ready?
Yeah.
This is a shout-out, and we're supposed to – you actually didn't read this in the shout-outs. Right. There was an email that we're supposed to read this, and since you didn't read it, Conan, I'm going to read it, okay?
Right.
Because the subject matter says in big giant letters, this is from you, okay, to Joe.
Right.
Make sure to give this guy a shout out next week on the show. Add to your notes.
Right.
And you even forgot to do this. So I'm not.
Well, didn't you say you were doing the shout outs?
No, you do the shout outs. These are the emails.
It is an email, isn't it?
It was sent in, the shout out was sent in an email.
All right. Well, go ahead, read it.
Okay, you ready? It's from Will Cormier. Hey, I'm from Las Vegas. I just like you and Disco busting balls and talking shit without that fucking doofus stepping all over everyone and getting offended nonstop with his dumb agendas. You share a ton of cool shit on here already. I just want to support creative people that I enjoy. Thanks for all you do. I hope the crash keeps blowing up. It looks like you're doing some cool shit with that organization.
Yo, I want to thank you for joining Patreon, man, and supporting us and all the people that have been supporting us and keep sending us feedback. And on top of that, you know, if you got questions, send them here and we'll answer them. We'll start having a mailbag, I think, just about every week. And make sure that you join our Patreon site. That's where we make some real paper, no ads, and we curse. And that's at Conan.me. We're also big fans of good and bad promos. So if you have any type of wrestling, you know, promos, indie to pro, send them to K100Questions@gmail.com. And also you can check us out at Facebook on what, K100Conan? Is that it?
Facebook.com/K100Conan is the official Keeping It 100 with Conan Facebook page.
Conan.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never frozen meals, ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now these factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious, keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom. Yo, you guys ready for the world infamous disco list?
Yes, back for the disco list.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Let's start off with the Canadian contingency. I'm still kind of mad that you took Cyrus off, but Lance Storm.
He's on the list. I mean, you know, let's put Cyrus back on the list.
I like that. All right. Cyrus is back.
Well, they're coming. Impact's coming. When are you guys coming to Vegas?
February 7th, 8th, and 9th.
They didn't call me to do anything for them.
Hmm. Well, it's,
I thought it would have been a good opportunity to introduce Disco's Pit, a new talk segment. Would people be hot if I had a segment talking called Disco's Pit?
Yeah. Like, and the first guest should be Lord Cyrus.
Right?
Yeah.
Lance Storm.
He's on the list.
Are you happy that he closed down his wrestling school?
For the business, I am, yeah.
Yeah. Pause security to the stars.
Are any of these whiny SJW wrestlers that complain on Twitter, are any of them coming out of Lance Storm school?
Huh, that's interesting. I think...
Let's try to find out what were some of these people. I want to find out who is training this culture of whiny... You know, whiny wrestlers offended, and you know, bullied, and you know, I want to know who's training these people.
Chelsea Green is a Storm Wrestling Academy graduate.
Oh boy,
and she's a you know, outrageous.
She's a social justice warrior.
She's an offender. Yeah,
she's been offended. Who else? Anybody else? How about Alice? Who's this girl? Who are all the people throwing shade on Tessa?
She doesn't sound like a snowflake to me. Sienna.
Is that, yeah, that's her.
What's her name?
Allison Kay.
Allison
she
Kay.
She was trained by Bill Martell.
Who's that?
Who?
Who? It says here, Bill Martell is best known for his time in Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So what?
All right. Pause security to the stars, Lazenby, also author of that book about bouncers.
Is he going to be Jericho's hired goon on the Jericho Cruise again?
I don't know, but I would assume so.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. So the Impact, like they did nothing with Impact or anything. Like Cyrus, or they're on the cruise this year, right?
No.
That's all AEW now, right?
Now, did you pop that Brandi Rhodes lost her passport?
Huge. Super. You popped, didn't you? I mean, you popped when you saw that I retweeted that, right?
Yeah, right.
Do you think
you didn't say anything? You just retweeted it. Like,
that's
here
all
it is.
I don't. Yeah. That's
right. You don't
said.
Have to say
that's
shit. Right. Right. Right.
I don't have to comment on that.
Yeah, right. That's tremendous. That is tremendous.
Allegedly got her passport sold.
Right. Yeah.
Scott Tuggles D'Amore.
Because I would not be surprised.
Right.
If they go home and find out that the person that stole the passport broke into their house and placed it back in her dresser drawer. Right? Or placed it back on her kitchen counter. Yeah. You know, right?
That makes me laugh because remember that guy that I always tell you about, Stephen Wright?
Yeah.
He always used to say this joke that he left his house. His house was burglarized, but when he came back, they put everything back where it was. You know, it's like. Yeah. All right. Chris. I live in a gigantic mansion. I need a forklift to move my fish tank, Jericho.
And takes private planes to the Jericho Cruise.
Yes. All right. He's got mega heat with you, right?
Huge.
He never really apologized.
He doubled down.
Yeah. Oliver.
And his dad had cut promo zombie and claimed that he had nothing to do with it, you know?
All around, we need to get this guy in for the All-Star game. But all around nice guy, the babyface assassin for the New York Rangers. Hall of Fame, K100 Hall of Fame, Chris Jericho's dad, Ted Irvine.
He's on the list, and I'm going to start the process this year of getting him impeached from the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
If we can start the process. If I get enough votes. See if I can get enough votes to put him up on trial for removal.
Rebecca Evers, which is Lance Storm's daughter. She hasn't really thrown shade at you in a long time. Should we take her off, or do you just want to keep her on?
No, she threw shade.
And then, oh, really?
Yeah. You can't just see it. Time does not erase...
All right.
The race memories,
the transgression.
Right.
And she never she never even
there is a way, Joe, just so you know, there is no statute
of limitations. She tweeted out I hashtagged something like but hashtag me too at one point.
Right.
For something because it's like about me and then people got offended that I used the hashtag me too that wasn't concerning the hashtag me too movement and Rebecca Evers got offended and she tweeted something like am I the worst person or the biggest asshole like ever? Like it was just like because I tweeted an obvious joke, I get heat from Lance Storm's daughter that tweeted things about
me. So she stays on the list, and there is no statute of limitations on your feelings being.
She apologized.
All right. Yeah, the North Kakalaki contingency. Matt Hardy. This one might have a little bit of heat with me too. Matt Hardy, Jeff, Maxell, Wolfgang. Now I know the unborn baby's name's kid, Bartholomew. Okay. Rebby.
Bart Hardy.
Sergio Benjamin and Shane Helms.
Yeah, all those rednecks are on the list. Let's talk about
even Bartholomew. Wolfgang too.
Do you see these videos that Hardy's doing, the free the delete thing he's been doing?
Yeah. No. You see these, Joe? Yeah. Well, it's the word is his contract, it's going to expire in February, not too far from now. So he's trying to get that buzz going again.
Let me tell you why I'm disturbed about these videos. I watched a couple of these videos. Okay. Maxell's hair is what they're allowing Maxell to walk around with, that hairstyle. That's child abuse.
That's got hate with you.
And social services should go to his house right now and make him cut that kid's hair, because that Maxell's hair is a disgrace.
Is that the kid that beat you in Vegas?
Yes.
When he was like 2 months old or something?
Something like that.
Yeah.
He might have been 1 year old. but he's...
He might have been Joe, not 2 months.
Yeah.
He looks like... It's atrocious. Have you seen his hair?
No.
It's like he's got long hair, right?
Bro, he's got a rat tail, blonde rat tail that goes down like to the middle of his back.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Now, what's he doing in these videos? Like making a cryptic things that he's leaving or what?
I guess, and putting clues and stuff. You just got to watch them.
Right.
Just like the old content they did with Borash.
Right.
When they did, he did a lot of
videos like that when he was with Ring of Honor, too. Not necessarily the broken stuff, but he did a lot of creative stuff about how the fans were bullying him and everything.
But he horrified his fans when they saw Axel's hair. I think so.
Okay, but my main question is, so in these videos, is he kind of making cryptic messages that he's leaving, or is he just putting out just little entertaining videos about the...
He's not saying that. He's kind of insinuating it, but not saying it.
All right.
Well, I think the best, and I think what people are hoping for is that if he leaves and doesn't re-sign and he's out there, well, first, I'm sure they want to see another Matt Hardy Disco Inferno confrontation at FSW. But other than that, I think people would be interested to see him be that Dark Order leader in AEW, you know? And they hinted at that a little bit on the AEW show by the way the guy was talking and his lingo. He used something like what's one of the things Matt used to say all the time? I can't fucking remember.
So Matt Hardy's the exalted one?
He may be the exalted one. Yeah, if they're able to sign him.
All right.
Yeah, that group needs a lot of help.
Oh yeah, the Exalted one did something
Who said on this show that Matt Hardy going to the WWE would not do anything because Vince McMahon have no clue how to book that character?
Conan?
No, I said that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, now he's like finishing. They never really got any legs there in WWE. It's a shame. No,
bro, it's incredible and this is the thing that I think gets us all. It's like, how do you get something that was so hot as Jeff and Matt, and you just turned them stone cold? I mean, nothing. They mean nothing. They went in there as hot as you can get. They got a humongous pop.
Giant.
All you had to do is just grab that and go with it. And that's why when, like, I think I said this last week, at the end of the year, I started to catch up on all the shows, AEW, MLW, Power, whatever. I actually liked everything except SmackDown and Raw, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah. Jimmy Jacobs, blue fingernails, and purple toenails.
Oh, those are on the list. No matter what color, unless you're color or just no fingernail polish on the toes or the fingers,
right?
The nail polish, but it's going to remain on the list.
Okay. What is the moniker that Mark Madden likes to go by? Something genius, the genius?
Super genius?
The super genius.
Super genius Mark Madden.
He's on the list still. He's on war with the Pittsburgh fans. All those are on the list. I've been squashing him every week on that. He's been kind of like a snowflake lately, like a social justice warrior trying to get the video. And I've called him out on it. And
give me an example.
Watch the show. Like, Disco was spot on. Disco was right. And Vince gets mad. I got him to use the F word again on the show. he was trying to say that he thought it was so horrible that AAA made that joke about Paige.
Why?
Because. Then this is Vince's thing now. He tweets and uses capital letters like he's yelling at you. He like when he's tweeting stuff and everything like that.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
But he's basically...
He tweeted something out about that?
Because it was Triple H.
Right.
He ignored everything he'd been saying about the snowflakes and everything and all that. So he was being a snowflake about Triple H's comments.
Right.
Like being the exact same way.
Well, what did he say?
The Triple H say?
Oh, no. What did Vince say? I know what Triple H said.
Oh, he said no GM should ever treat their employees like that, to disrespect you. Who talks like that about the, like that about their plan? Like, Vince, it was just an offhand, very brief joke.
Right. Did you see the video?
It wasn't like, you know.
And actually, he laughed because it broke up the tension in the room. He was, hey, maybe I need to get you guys some coffee. What if he would have said it about a man? Would you have gotten that then?
Here's the thing. If he would have said it in any other setting,
right,
except for media scrum, where all the people in the media turned around and, like, they aired it.
Right.
So people that wouldn't be offended would never have gotten to hear it, and would have, because the people in the room weren't offended when they heard it, because they kind of giggled.
Right.
You know? So it's like, right, you know, so it's like, here's the thing, too. That this is what the it's like, this, like when we're talking about comedy before, right? Like the death of comedy, right? It's like it used to be when you went to a comedy show, you kind of knew that you were there, and you know, like you were there to get offended, right?
Right.
If you're in a group of guys or a group of people, there right. might be a guy that makes a joke in the conversation. It happens every day. Groups of people, conversations, everything, right? But this day and age, it's like if you didn't like the comedian, or if you didn't like the person, you just wouldn't go to the show and you wouldn't listen. Okay. Now it's like, because of social media, people that don't listen to the comedians, okay, can hear what they say, and they can get offended for stuff that people are telling them that they said that they never heard because they didn't listen in the first place.
Right.
And those people are out there complaining on Twitter every day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, dude, it's like, shut up. It's like, these are jokes. This is not a big deal.
Right. You know? So let me ask you a question. Yeah, we've all agreed on that, and we've talked about this ad nauseum. But here's my question about Vince. So when you tell him, hey, Vince, it's just a joke, chill out, what's Vince saying?
He tries to argue with me. I don't know. I think I catch him. I make him realize he's wrong, and he tries to fight his way out of it. You know?
All right. So the conspiracy horseman.
Oh, did you see? This is great. So they had that imbecile Russian Vids on their show, right?
Right.
Then Russian Vids went on Twitter after being on their show and buried the Papadon guy.
Like, that's tremendous.
Buried the guy. So one of the guests on their show went on their show, and he repaid them by going on the show by burying the guys on the show after he got the thing done. Now that guy's trying to get him to come back on the show because he wants to get his back at him for burying him.
That's tremendous.
I said, you get what you asked for. You know? Yeah. So they brought a guy that's a legitimate imbecile on their show. You know, and then
I did see that. And wait a minute. So with a guy that's like, yeah. He's a guy like a New York accent. Because I tweeted with him a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I saw he was hot at Russian Bids. Right. Actually, I think I put I put the little pop emoji, you know. And the way I popped because Russian Vids went on there and buried him, which I thought was hilarious.
Wow.
Russian Vids.
He's on the list. He's an idiot. Like, right. He's such a moron that, you know. Yeah, he still wants to come on this show. Like he's going to spread his genius to the masses.
Pat Simon Diamond.
Still on the list. He's an idiot.
Okay. The Reverse Battle Royal, yeah. Which was voted the worst work match of 2006 by The Observer, and the term Watts approved.
All on the list.
All right. Because you don't think you ever met Watts, right?
Yeah. Now, you know what's kind of sucks is, what is it, January 20th? When do pitchers and catchers start?
I don't know.
February, a few weeks?
Yeah, just a few weeks.
He's going to be an obnoxious Yankee fan on Twitter this year.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, it's
Marcus Everett.
The kid that went splat?
Yeah.
It's still the only legitimate splat we've had, but yes. Right.
And except for the guy that fell off the crane. But
ooh, jeez.
But people keep sending us. It's like, bro, you can't bounce off. You can't hit something before. Can't come from a low thing.
Some idiot. Did you see the kid that fell off the ship?
No, I didn't see that.
It was like a cruise ship, and it showed some kid.
Right.
And he fell off the slip, and he landed on the ground.
Right.
And it was a splat.
Right.
But he landed so hard he bounced.
Right. Yeah.
So the bounce nullified the splat.
Right.
So that's not a splat. That's a bounce.
Right. Right.
It's
right.
A double sound.
Right. Yeah. So the things that we have to take in contact is height, okay? It's got to be very high. Sound upon impact, which is the splat, okay? Mm-hmm. So, and those things have to be taken into account, and they're not. Creative Control, JoJo, the Creative Control Network Pro Wrestling Tea Store, his room and being co-host of The Raven Show.
Okay, they're all on the list.
Right.
And there's going to be discussion that needs to take place.
Oh. Okay.
Joe.
Yes.
Well, who are these imbeciles that are arguing? These Mark podcast guys. I saw you guys were arguing with the Wrestling Reality guys, all the Mark podcasters, and I'm tagged in it. You know, and it's just all a bunch of nonsense. What was that this week?
There was an account that popped up about a week, 2 weeks ago, and it started saying that every show that's on Creative Control and Keeping It 100 with Conan and the Raven Effect and the Conrad shows, basically anything associated with me is going to be sued in civil and criminal court for bullying and for our bullying and harassing comments and things like that. Basically, any show ever that I've been involved with or any show that's ever mentioned these guys.
Right.
And we made fun of the guy John on here before and stuff. And so it's I don't really know if it's them or if it's someone parodying them, but it seems to have finally died off. But that was the joke that everyone's in big trouble for being mean bullies.
I don't know. I just kept seeing things on my timeline. I would just read and I would just put Mark Wars.
Yeah,
I that's saw that, it. Because yeah. That's. Let me see. Shark Boy.
It's on the list.
Is there more heat on him because his son was homecoming king and was wearing a Pac-Man jacket with a matching tie?
I think a moron.
All right. Let me see. Raven and a stand-up comedy. Oh
my God. Joe thinks it's funny, but very it's funny. Not. It's on the list.
I saw his debut stand-up performance about, I don't know, 10 years ago at this point. And it was, you know, nothing but positive reactions from that crowd. Huge round of applause.
Boy, that's 10 years
Conan
ago. Did you see the
Raven
one on the cruise?
No, Jericho cruise. And he's a little different version of crowd reaction. Conan, what was the crowd reaction for Raven's comedy on the Jericho Cruise?
Okay, this is exactly what happened. There was some stuff that he said that was funny. He was actually reading it off a clipboard, okay, which made that funny. He handed out, like, kazoos or something if people didn't like a joke, and then when he would get kazooed, he'd get hot, you know, which I thought legitimately hot, which I thought was hilarious, all right? Then, of course, within the funny things that he said, there were some really brutal ones. Okay. Now, me and Cyrus were sitting on top because the little person, Brad Williams, who's fucking hilarious. He told
Is
me
he funnier than Raven.
He's hilarious, bro. He's a professional comedian. We should have him on the show. That's the guy I told you that I thought was Hornswoggle at a show. That I thought Hornswoggle was him. I was going, oh, I thought you were funny, and you know, and Hornswoggle's looking at me like, yeah, man, that was great seeing you, and you know, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, I see him in the locker room getting changed, and I'm like, why is Brad Williams getting changed? Is he going to wrestle? And he puts on the pads, and it was Hornswoggle. But anyways, so he says, hey, Raven's already nervous. You know, he doesn't want you guys, you know, the worst thing you can do to a guy that's just starting out is heckle him. You know, so I was like, fuck. So we went upstairs so he wouldn't see us. And there's all these guys that were sitting in front of us. And during the show, the guy goes, "I love you, Rabin, but I can't take this anymore. Go fuck yourself," something like that. And he got up and they all left, you know. Anyways, Joy DeFalco.
That little punk's on the list.
That's tremendous.
Have you had any more recent interactions with him, D.I.? We haven't heard too much about him lately.
Not really. They haven't been down to FSW lately, so.
The Burning Man man.
You mean the guy that went to the Burning Man concert and took flecka, fentanyl, and bath salts, and then thought
too.
He was the actual Burning Man, and then jumped into the fire and burned to death?
Right, that guy.
What a jackass.
Well, he's on the list.
Jay George.
Does we have anything from him this week?
No, the last thing was when he and Felicia sent that video in a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Is he on the list?
Of course he is.
Yeah. Mitch Valentine.
He's on the list. Did he send anything in?
No, but I like to say these guys should start getting back on that, because with WrestleMania approaching, you never know, we could have a Disco Mania in Florida there, and have a, and you know, I'm sure someone would want to book.
We should have a show in a palatial state of Jericho's backyard and do a backyard wrestling show there. In the backyard of Jericho's house.
I'll come out of retirement.
With Jay George, Mitch Valentine, Superhuman, and Shark Boy. Mike Beltran's mustache, the ref from UFC.
He's on the list.
Is he still at UFC? I didn't see him on the show.
Yeah, they had a big story on him on ESPN. It was ridiculous. It was fake news.
All right. Kevin Clyde rocks Triple A. And Errol Lucha.
Wait a second. Why is Errol Lucha doesn't...
I think he just says it to piss you off.
Yeah. It's something.
And he's missed a lot of shows.
Pissing me off is on the list. Him pissing me off is on the list. Yeah,
sure. Ryan Satin and his girlfriend, Erica Steiner.
She got kicked off Twitter for a day or something. I saw something.
Yeah,
like
well,
what'd she do?
Ryan got her suspended.
What happened?
That was a joke, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think it was a joke, but he reported her for messing with him, and then they actually suspended her for like harassment or whatever, you know. So
that's funny. That's funny, but it doesn't get them on the list.
Yeah. Again, and we haven't really heard much from Ryan on anymore. Like, he doesn't seem to be attacking people anymore. I think he saw that backfired.
Yeah, and plus,
on Fox.
Yeah, he's got the WWE or Fox.
No, but he had kind of stopped before then. You know what I'm saying? Because we weren't really bringing anything up to bury him about. Independent, New Japan, Mexican, and women's wrestling.
All those are on the list.
Seth Rollins' rib.
Still on the list. Doesn't know how to tell.
WWE creative.
Still on the list. The ratings still aren't pretty good.
X-Pac.
Still on the list. Still too shady to me on the Shane Helms podcast, where Shane Helms tried to say he would consider me special needs, but that'd be offensive to special needs people. And X-Pac said, right?
Right.
It's like, this is like what Kevin Gill used to do.
Yeah.
He used to, like, people bury me. He'd like, right.
And then have plausible
deniability.
And try
to say he wasn't buried.
Right.
Oh, I heard he did that recently, actually.
What happened?
He was commentating on a GCW show. I was given a text report, so I don't have the audio or anything, but he was burying you on commentary for Game Changer Wrestling, and he said something about they would let D.I. mop the floors in the arena, but the show has some real talent instead, or something like that. It's just what someone sent me. So it's still going on. He's still taking shots at
me. He threw shade at me on Twitter?
On
the show?
When he was commentating for GCW, yeah. Unsolicited insults.
I'll get the Illumination to condemn that. The Illumination's listening to this. Condemn Kevin Gill's comments on a GCW show about me mopping the floors.
The Meltzer rating system.
That's with the stars and everything?
Yeah.
Still on the list.
All right.
K100 with Conan and Disco is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Conan.
What up?
I think you would agree that sometimes in life we're faced with tough choices and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around your career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life, so you can move forward with confidence and excitement. So trust yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, you in the past have had mental health issues. Has therapy helped you with that?
Yeah. I was diagnosed with a mental health issue at 16 by a psychiatrist. So there was kind of a stigma if you were a male back then to have mental health or talk about it. But the great thing about going to one of these specialists, is a lot of stuff that I had was from my childhood. And, you know, they find you, they help you find the root of your problems. They help you navigate through them. I highly recommend a mental health therapist if you're having any problems, issue with mental health. Just talking to somebody sometimes and them having you see stuff that maybe you haven't figured out yet will help you get through a lot of your issues.
I just want to say real quick that I've, you know, gone back and forth as far as therapy for a while. Like, I, you know, had to try it in my teens, similar to Conan, and I didn't really like it. So, but recently, you know, people have advised me, check it out. And I actually found BetterHelp before they ever worked with this show. And if you're someone like me that isn't necessarily thrilled about going to the therapist's office, or with BetterHelp, you get matched up with a therapist that matches your needs, and you can communicate with them via text or video call or phone call, anything you want. So it's just very convenient. I've worked with two different guys and they've both been excellent. So what did
you find out about yourself that you didn't know before that you've applied and it has helped you feel more mentally fit?
You'll like this one. Other people's praise is too important to me, so I got to work on that. Right. You believe that?
No, not at all. That doesn't sound like any. Right. Yeah.
All right. So, anybody out there, if you're thinking of starting therapy, as you've heard, right, Joe's trying to give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So, let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/K100 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/K100 for 10% off your first month. Give them a try.
Call a therapist. Get your mental health right. Boom.